In its January crop report, the Department of Agriculture estimated a 2017-2018 U.S. cotton crop of 21.26 million bales. Dr. Gary Adams, president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the report.
In the latest USDA numbers that came out earlier this month, USDA did lower the U.S. crop by about 180,000 bales, but still the estimate is 21.3 million bales, which is the largest we've seen in a number of years, and about 4 million bales more than what we harvested off of the previous year. On the demand side, USDA didn't make any changes in either the U.S. mill use or the export number. Exports are one that's being watched closely. Right now, USDA says about 14.8 million bales will be exported. Hopefully, we can see the pace pick up and maybe exceed that total, because right now, U.S. stocks are estimated to increase to 5.7 million bales by the end of this marketing year, which would be an increase of 3 million bales.
One thing of note overall, though, is that demand is strengthening.
We are seeing that reflected in the market, as we've seen some strength both in the current crop futures contracts, as well as we look out to the December contract.
Dr. Adams reminds us of a couple things to keep an eye on the international market.
The demand numbers, USDA increased substantially, and right now calling for about a 5% increase in global consumption. And in part, that's being driven by China. So we'll see if that materializes, with USDA right now estimating their mill use at 40 million bales. I think a couple of things that the markets are still watching are India's crop estimate as well, to see if it'll be as large as what USDA is saying. So in general, we're seeing some demand strength that's coming in play in terms of where the markets are right now, and I think that's going to be one of the factors that we watch as we go forward.